Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. You know what time it is? It is time for Around the House with Eric G. We are live and local. This is no best of right here. We are enjoying this sunny Portland day around here, and we want to talk home improvement. But specifically today, I want to dive into interior design because, you know, we talk a lot of home improvement, but it's been a few months since we've dove kind of into interior design. And I, if you don't know who I am, I'm Eric G. I'm a certified kitchen designer. So I actually have been a certified kitchen designer since 1999. So I have spent a lot of my career designing kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. And, you know, this year I'm on the Baldwin Hardware Design Council. So I'm one of their top 25 designers that they picked across the country to help them define their style across the U.S. and internationally. So I want to talk a little interior design with you today. But if you've got a problem with that water heater or faucet or the fence out back, I'll take those calls too because I'm not going to limit any of those. 877-733-1011 is the number. That's 877-733-1011. If you want to email me because you're shy, that's okay. ATH at KXL.com and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. And days like today, I want you to pay attention to iTunes and SoundCloud because many stations around the Radio Northwest Network, you're going to see them going to probably about 1:30 or so going to NCAA basketball. This show is going to continue on. So even though that last half hour might not be broadcast on your station, it's still going to be out there. So you can grab it on iTunes or SoundCloud, or a little on after the show ends, after 2 o'clock, we'll have the show up on aroundthehouseonline.com where you can grab it there or on iTunes or whatever. So you'll be able to catch the rest of the show there. So if don't sweat it, if you miss a little bit of it, it'll be there. So, well, let's talk a little bit about interior design, but I want to dive into an important recall because, you know, I always talk about safety stuff around here and safety stuff is a big deal, but Kidde has recalled its dual sensor smoke alarm due to risk of failure that alert people to fire. So you can go up and hit the test button and it looks good. But what happened was, is during the manufacturing process, there was a little yellow cap that was supposed to go on the inside of that unit that was supposed to be taken off. And, well, I don't know what the guy that was supposed to take that little cap off in the manufacturing process. Well, guess what? They missed it for a number of months. So what happens is it has a safety cap on it, which means that one of the two sensors doesn't work and it might not catch that smoke or fire. So this is a big deal. So you want to pull your smoke detector down if it's one of these brands. You know, you find these in the home centers a lot. They're very common, one of the top brands out there. So you're going to look in the side of it and look. Now, this is going to sound a little crazy on radio, but I put up pictures and the official recall notice on Around the House Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. You can find it there. But the little yellow cap is what the problem is. And so we're talking about 452,000 units, which means you might have one in your home. So you're looking at a couple different models, either hardwired or battery powered. But the big thing is here is these were manufactured and sold between September 2016 and January 2018. So take a look online. I've got them up there. But take a minute and check those smoke detectors out. You can see what the pictures look like. So you don't even have to really take it down so much to look at it. You can see what the face of it looks like. And if it looks similar to that, maybe it's worth getting the ladder up and taking a look at it. But you want these things to work correctly. But these are just simple swap outs. So if it is, you can take it down and exchange it out for another one and get it replaced and have something that's safe. But this is a pretty easy DIY project. But take a moment today. I'm going to do it when I get home as well. make sure that you've got that correct smoke alarm up there that's not under recall, because it's only running at about 50% with one of the sensors plugged on these certain models. So please take a minute and fix it. It's an inexpensive free fix that you can take it down and swap it out and get another one. So, all right, that little bit of housekeeping is out of the way there, because this safety stuff is important. Well, I want to talk a little bit about design trends and about designing around your house, because there are so many things that are changing in the world of design. And, you know, it seemed to be that over the last number of years that we would see 3, 4, and maybe 5 year cycles of color swings and styles. And over the last year, I have really seen things take a hard shift. And it usually doesn't go that way. Usually you'll see maybe a color will change, or a metal will change, or a style will change, but they don't all go at one time. And usually this big thing, and I think some of it has to do with social media and things like that, you can see design styles just switch like a light switch. And we're seeing that now. I mean, where everything was white subway tile and light grays, and it's been that way for probably the last 4 or 5 years, you're seeing now a lot of different things like bold colors. You're seeing patterns that are coming out. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. That, and I also wanted to talk a little later on the show, we're going to talk about some of the big questions that people have about things out there. You know, what is high end? What is builder grade? What are the differences between those? And some of them come out with quality, but some of them come out with just the style of the piece itself. And so we're going to kind of dive into those things, but I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, if you're sitting here thinking about, you know, people are getting their tax returns back, they're kind of realizing what kind of money they've got for this year to spend on projects. And I know there's so many people out there that are looking at the housing market in the Northwest and even across the country, wherever you're listening to us. You know, houses are getting more expensive everywhere. And so what you're seeing is there's a little tendency of people to go, you know, I don't want to go through the house buying experience as much and pay that much for a new place. I think I'm going to fix up the place I got and ride this out for a while and see what happens. So with that, you're seeing people starting to dive into some of the larger projects. You're seeing people look out back and going, I think I'm going to do a new deck this year. I think that master bathroom that looks like it's from 1970 needs to go. You know, that kitchen I've painted 4 times and it's just not working correctly. The drawer fronts are falling off, or the countertop is cracked because I heat the tile. You're seeing so many of these things starting to come around. And I want to help you today with some of the design secrets and some of the things that'll get you through, you know, a major remodel like that. Or even if you want to do just a little bit of a refresh where you want to maybe paint the cabinets or change out the hardware, maybe, you know, get by for a few more years until you can afford to do it. Maybe put in another, you know, maybe not put a granite or quartz countertop down, but, well, maybe you'll put, you know, a laminate countertop down that'll last a few years that you can spend, you know, under $1,000 if it's a great DIY project, maybe even under $500 if it's a great DIY project. And with laminates these days, there's so many things you can do with that. But my point being is there's some smart things you can do, and there's some really crazy things that don't end up working out well. Like if you've got those 1980s oak cabinets and you put the new granite countertop on it, and then you realize when you want to do cabinets that, well, I'm gonna have to throw that $5,000 granite countertop away. Getting things out of order can have a big expense on your pocketbook when you're said and done. So I want to talk about all these things as well. When we come back, I'm going to dive into all of these little things, because this is what saves you money and makes for a great project. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns.
A little house is getting shaken. I say, old lady's mad because you told her that you'd hang some pictures for her. You know, the one she framed from late last spring of you and her in Florida. You're up on the ladder when it shatters and a smithereens. She shakes her head and looks at you and says, ain't you good for anything?
Every week does have a weekend, and man, I'm happy it's the weekend. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we spend 2 hours talking home improvement, design, remodeling, renovation for your home. Wanted to talk real quick before we go out to our callers here. We have something up that is on the Around the House page on Facebook, which is called Around the House Nation, where you can share your pictures. You can share, you know, all. It's kind of your safe space where you can talk to people out there that are doing the same things you're doing. And you can jump on there. And I've got a post up on Around the House with Eric G. So jump over to that page there. And you'll see those things on Facebook where you've got these kind of special, you know, special groups that are out there. You can actually go in there and log in, and you'll have all these different people that'll kind of help give you different ideas for projects. So it's a real fun place to do that. And we're monitoring it pretty well. So it's going to be a bunch of kind people in there. I wanted to say that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. I want to get all your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Want you to call in and line up because we're got a lot of different things we're going to talk about today. Let's jump out here to Robert and Pete in Portland. Welcome to Around the House. Robert, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How's it going?
Good. What can I help you with today?
I have a wood stove, and it's the old black paint on it.
Okay.
Finish on it, and I'm looking to put some color on it. So I was wondering if you had any suggestions on how to do that.
You know, if you go the old school way where they either paint it or polish it, there's a lot of different things you can do with that. First thing you're going to do is you're going to want to get it really super clean. Like, if are you going to uninstall this? You're going to go ahead and finish it in place.
Finish it in place.
All right, cool. So you're going to get in to get that thing super clean, but then you can go into like automotive places, for instance, because if you go to a wood stove place, they're going to have all just the basic black, flat black stuff. It's either going to be a polish where you actually put this polish over the top of it that dries, or it's going to be a paint, but you're going to want to get all the old finish off of it. And then you're going to use just a high temperature primer. And then there's a lot of good automotive, high temp automotive paints that you can get out there that are made for, you know, engine headers and things like that and high temperature engine applications. Those tend to work really well on wood stoves. The problem, though, is if you get something that's too low temp, that color will kind of burn off. And anytime that you do a paint finish like this, I would kind of get it all in there, get it cured. And then realize that no matter if you're polishing it, painting or what, the first couple times you use it, it's going to kind of smoke off a little bit in your house. So I like to do that. That's a good summertime, springtime project when you do it. So that way you can open the windows up because it will smell a little bit the first couple times after you do it.
Much appreciated.
All right, man. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling into Around the House. I really appreciate it. See, those are things you can have so much fun with you know, painting a stove because we were talking about colors a little bit ago, and that's a good kind of transition to talk about this. Bold colors are back. You know, over the last number of years, it's been that kind of just muted grays, earth tones, that kind of thing. And it seems when we have this in interior design that when you've got a pendulum swing that goes one way, there's a very equal and even more extreme reaction going the other way. And so now you're seeing just tons of bright colors out there. And I mean, not only colors, but in metals. So you're seeing golds are back. And yes, gold is back, but it's more of a natural aged gold or a brushed gold. And there's some different antiqued versions of that. So still your 1990s polished, you know, brass gold stuff is still 1990s. But when it comes down to it, you can get away now with these new brushed finishes. And then when I was at K-Biz earlier this year, which is the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, that's a fun one because there with metals, and I'm talking about maybe a kitchen faucet, you would see a brushed gold color, which gives you that flat and muted brushed gold. And then you'd see a matte black, maybe a scutcheon plate with it or a handle with it. And you're seeing lots of these two-tone metals and faucets and hardware and things like that. So there's a lot of cool colors that are coming back out there. And you're starting to see some bright, you know, if you go on to, you know, it doesn't matter what your paint manufacturer is that you like to use. You've got people out there that are Rada and Sherwin-Williams and all these other things. There's some great paint companies out there, but you're looking at their colors of the year are bright springtime, nice colors. And so you're starting to see that back. And that's kind of the fun stuff. And coming up in one of these next few weeks, I'm working on the schedule now. I'm going to actually bring in a paint expert that knows all about finishes and that stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the coming weeks ahead, because it's always nice to bring in a paint expert. I've done tons of paint and color consultations over the years, but it's also fun to bring in somebody that's all they do, and they're just a paint expert. And so we're going to do that as well coming up. But that's the thing, you know, experiment with paint. It's a great, you know, color adding tool, because if you put in cabinetry or countertops, you're stuck with that for the average lifespan, which is only about 15 years for a kitchen cabinet or a bathroom cabinet. People think that that's a 30-year process. It's kind of like a deck. You know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. People go, oh, my deck only lasted a decade. And it's like, well, you know, a deck is designed to last about 15 years before across the country. And I'll say here in the Northwest, unless you used some great materials out there, it's tough to get 15 years out of a wood deck, especially something that was designed about, oh, let's call it a decade ago. And I was talking about this earlier with somebody else outside of the show. But, you know, we had about 7 to 10 years ago, we had some serious misgivings in the wood treatment department, because a lot of the old treatment methods that used creosote and things like that and some of these more nastier chemicals were being taken out of the woods. So then you've got people experimenting with it. And I think you're going to see, you know, right now you're seeing some companies treated woods only lasting on a deck 7, 8, 9, 10 years before the entire thing's rotten out. And so we're starting to see, I would not judge your decking surface, you know, with the materials going, oh, it's only 7 years old, it can't be bad. You know, take a look at it anyway, because we've run into these things with that. So getting a little bit off my topic there, but it's just one of those things that you should, you know, just kind of pay attention to. So back to design, though, there's some fun things out there now with wallpapers. And yes, wallpaper is back. I'm seeing great wallpapers for the wall. I'm now seeing starting to show up crazy wallpapered ceilings where you've got a smooth surface up there and you're seeing bright and crazy geometric patterns, almost the bright concrete tile look that you see, you know, from Italy and places like that, where you've got these very bold colors showing up on your ceiling. We come back, we're going to talk more about interior design. We're going to take all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. Playing a little bit of Jade there. You hear me talk about him every week on this show. He's doing well. He's been selling albums and playing live shows up in the Seattle area. We'll get him down here maybe next month and we'll have some fun with that. I'll let everybody know when that happens. Well, you're listening to Eric G. I am sitting here talking Around the House today. And we've been talking interior design. We've been diving into that a little bit because there's so many changes that are happening right now with interior design, from colors to textures to materials to all of that. And that's one of the fun things that I'm really enjoying with all of this with interior design right now, is that things are changing so rapidly and they're going down such a different style. You know, we were talking about, you know, the colors and changes like that, but even textures. And so I do want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877 833-1011. If you're shy, send me an email at ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And I do want to mention this segment, Around the House, is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. That's ADAIRHomes.com. CCB number 593. And that's how you get a hold of Adair. Thanks for sponsoring Around the House. So, you know, when you dive into colors and textures and stuff, one of the things that I think that I'm seeing a lot of is because of the almost the volatility of the design styles out there, that they're changing quickly enough that you're seeing things where people are designing for flexibility. So maybe they're not they're not doing something so permanent where they have to spend a big number of stuff out there as far as big dollars. You're seeing things like paint colors and linens and even in a living room environment where you're not seeing maybe as bold of a couch, but you're seeing maybe the smaller decorative items that are easier to change out. I think those are where you're starting to see things that that really kind of add to a home, but you're not committing a large dollar item to, you know, that kind of thing. And so, again, you can be a little bit more bold because you're not spending big dollars on it. You know, you can get that bright orange, you know, bowls to go on your dining room, you know, for in your kitchen, but you don't have to sit there and buy a table that, well, is only going to last you a couple of years. So there's an increasing flexibility with that. And, you know, one thing that I'm noticing too that really is coming into play is comfort. And within your home, you're seeing comfort come back in style. You know, it used to be there was a style here where you'd have these just hard contemporary chairs that didn't have, you know, just weren't comfortable. And now you're seeing really, you know, really fuzzy and warm textures out there. You're seeing a lot of this stuff. So there's some great things with interior design where we're going with that. And you can be a little bit more bold and eclectic. And that's one of the big styles you're seeing out there. Portland has done this for a while. We've had a very eclectic style here and even in the Northwest, anywhere in the Northwest. Doesn't matter if you're in the Tri-Cities or Bend or Coos Bay or wherever else you're listening to us up in the Wallowa Mountains. All you people that are part of the, you know, the Around the House show here that listen into this, and you're seeing more of that eclectic style going across the country. And I realized this when I went back with the Baldwin Hardware Group for that, because the crazy part was watching a designer from New York show what their style was, and then you're seeing a designer from Florida with a style or a designer from California. And even though that each, you know, area has its own little bit of design style to it, you know, and their own local influences, you're still seeing some of the same basic things go across the country, which is kind of fun to watch. So that's one of the big things with interior design style that you're seeing. Now, when you get into your kitchen, for instance, and I want to talk about this for a minute, you know, even though gray cabinets are still in the white, you know, the bright white with the dark countertop and the white subway tile has been done for a long time, and it's very beautiful, you're starting to see the darker blues and grays and mixing that with golds. And there's a lot of that going on right now where those are some of the more hotter colors out there. It's still, you know, and I know people don't like to hear this because there are people that just love their oak. But if you're going to do oak out there, oak has been out of style for a while, but you're seeing people do still the classic quarter sawn white oak or the riff cut white oak and some of those things and doing more flat panel veneers with those. And then you're still starting to see some of the barnwood type finishes out there, which are the more, you know, it looks like it came out of, you know, an old barn or an old country store and some of that stuff. And some of that's, you know, has been influenced by some of the HDTV design styles that you're seeing there. You're seeing that with even, you know, the DIY network stuff. So you're seeing a lot of this, which, you know, that's the great thing I like about the Northwest is we've been doing that for a long time, but we're starting to see that more out there. In the Portland area, I love going to the Rebuilding Center and grabbing stuff out of there. And, you know, they're a great nonprofit to start with, but you can go down there and get a piece of bowling alley floor to make your island top with or bar top that's still got the little pinhole locations in it. You know, there's old siding, there's old windows. There's so many things you can do to really reuse old building materials, and I love that. Numbers here in the studio are 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. So there's a lot of fun you can have, and you know, you can watch the Chip and Joanna Gaines out there, and they are the kings of reusing materials and using that stuff in their style, which, you know, they have been really big trendsetters, and I do like that show. I'll be honest, I don't like dogging the design shows out there. There's some really bad ones out there, and there's some really good ones out there, and that's, you know, as a designer, that's one of the really good ones. I was watching right before I went on vacation this last week, where I was in New York City all week. I went and saw, I was watching it, I think it was on DIY Network right before I left. There was a Holmes Makes It Right and Holmes on Holmes type, you know, Mike Holmes shows on there. And I'm friends with Damon Bennett, who is the, a lot of those. There is actually, he's the project superintendent on those things. And I do like that show because at the very end, especially on the Holmes Makes It Right series, they show the actual budgets for what that price is going to be. And so they take into account all the things that a lot of the other flip shows don't. Because one of the things you need to learn when you're watching these shows is, and I love this about this show because it gives you the realistic numbers and it helps set your expectations. They'll sit there and say, okay, well, we spent $50,000 on this basement project, but we had free labor, but that was worth $28,000. We had these materials donated and this was all that we took. So if you had to buy this project, it's $125,000. Now, the other thing you've got to take into mind is that these things are done in Canada many times. Canada has some different building codes. You will see up there them pull shingles off of a roof, and there's no felt paper or ice block beneath it because, well, up in Canada, that's not what minimum building code is. And so when you see these Toronto-based and even Vancouver-based Canadian shows, they have some different rules. And so you'll see electrical services and stuff up there that would never be allowed in the United States, but you can get away with, you know, up until a number of years ago, you could actually put in a breaker box to with fuses where it's been breakers for decades here in the U.S. So those are things to consider when you're watching some of these design shows and then trying to incorporate them in. You know, you'll see a Canadian show sometimes where they put the chandelier over the bathtub. Building code in the U.S. says you can't pull that off. There's no way to do it and make it legal. So you see those things and it kind of influences it, but you got to make sure that you follow the safety rules for what we have here in the States. So that's one of the big things to take into account with design. We come back, we'll be talking more interior design, taking those calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G, where we talk home improvement each Saturday. You know, I was back in New York this last week, had a great time, and had a good time with a friend of mine back there, Melody. She is Melody Von Interior. She's a Harlem interior designer up there. Got to go up and spend some time up there and talk design styles, and kind of fitting that we're talking interior design today. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, that this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. CCB number 94222. Well, I want to get your calls today at 877-733-1011. I'm going to run into our caller in just a second. Some of our stations out on the Radio Northwest Network, which many of you are listening to, might be jumping to NCAA basketball later in the show today. So don't worry about it. You can catch this show up on AroundTheHouseOnline.com, or you can jump over and check it out on iTunes, SoundCloud, but we'll kind of direct you there. We'll see this broadcast get posted up where you'll see it just after the show ends, so we'll have it up there. So don't worry if your local station jumps out. You can still hear the show a little bit later. Let's jump out to Kim in Waldport. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi there. I have a question about my garbage disposer.
Yes.
Number one, is it safe to run eggs and coffee grounds through this thing?
You know, I'll be honest, you can have some problems with eggs and coffee grounds through there. I mean, it's not like running celery or some of the other things through it. I don't like to, I mean, let me put it into perspective. I will rinse out, you know, coffee grounds, you know, if it's, I'll knock it out in the trash can first and then, and then, you know, rinse what's a little bit left off into it that way. Because I have one of the coffee makers that's got the metal basket where I'm not having to run a filter through it all the time. So I will do that. But the key with any garbage disposal that I say is have a really good one and then use lots of water to flush things down through there. You know, and I mean a good one like, you know, one of the, I like three-quarter horses kind of where I start calling them a good one.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, you can get, and again, if you... You can put some eggs through there, eggshells through there, but if you're putting a lot of them through there, I wouldn't. I would just actually throw them away. You know, they say that garbage disposals are what keep plumbing companies in business, and I do love them. I have a really good one at my house, but there's also a risk with plugging everything up down the line, especially if you've got older plumbing.
Okay, that's what I was concerned about. And my other question is, I've noticed I've got, I mean, I'm on the coast, so everything gets moldy, but I have some mold in my garbage disposal, mainly on the back side of the rubber piece at the top.
Yep.
You know, and how in the world do you clean that out?
You know, what I do, I'll be honest, this is what I do with mine, is I actually run through, like, if I'm doing any kind of a cooking with citrus, or if I'm, you know, making mixed drinks at the cocktail and I got orange or lemon, I will actually run that through there and let that citric acid will actually help clean out and refresh the inside of that. And so the acid tends to kill a lot of that stuff in there. They do make garbage, you can get them at the home center. They do make garbage disposal cleaning stuff that you can actually put down in there and run through there. But, you know, if you run through, I run through a little bit of, you know, citrus slices through there, like the rinds and that kind of stuff. That does an amazing job of cleaning up that garbage disposal and getting it so it's not smelly and nasty in there.
Okay.
That's a good tip for you. So.
Yeah, well, I'm not averse to buying a lemon to run down there.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. If you're making some lemon tea, throw some through there. You get the whole thing dialed in at the same time.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Yeah, those, I love garbage disposals. Don't get me wrong. I've always loved them in my world of cooking and in my house. But there's nothing worse than not having a good one or having old plumbing where it loves to get caught up. Because if you've got this, you know, like if you've got the old plumbing with the clay pipes or something like that, or it's a troublesome, you know, you got roots always going through there, that loves to grab solids, which means it loves to get it all packed up. And if you're doing that, then you got a big problem at that point because, you know, you're just going to pay for the plumber to come out and you might end up having to do some bigger work out there. I have seen some horrific things over the holidays of people trying to use that garbage disposal and just jam stuff down through it. And if you're not patient with it, you put too much through it, you're just going to back that thing up. And now you're packing in all this food into a little tiny pipe and you've got a heck of a mess. I've seen thousands of dollars worth of plumbing damage done by plugging stuff up and having to call people out. And it always seems to be on the nights and weekends when you're going to pay the most that these things happen, because it's like, you know, it's Thanksgiving where people are, somebody's over your house that doesn't know how to use your garbage disposal and they're jamming stuff down there trying to be helpful. And maybe they should have had one glass of wine before they started running that thing. And then if you're going to go in and clean it out, like if you really want to clean the underside of that rubber thing, that's the safety thing on the outside, turn the power off to it. Not just the switch, but turn the power off and then clean it up. All right, that's enough of that tip about garbage disposals. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.